Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. I know many of you listening to us today have suffered setbacks and roadblocks in life. Some had to deal with mental health issues for one reason or another. And if this is resonating with you, stay tuned for today's episode as our guest today is going to inspire you and encourage you and provide you with information that will change your perspective from woe is me to my God can do all things. Amen. Kimberly Cloud is an entrepreneur, podcaster, producer, an inventor, and author. She's also a veteran of the United States Army. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your service. Cavalry all the way. Oh, sorry about that. Amen. Kimberly has been featured on Podcast Business News Network, the Elite Podcast Business News Network, among others. And she's an author of Life of a Cloud, a short story, which details her life from living in poverty, dealing with dysfunctional experiences, to where she is now, helping others achieve their dreams. She started two startup companies and is pitching some ideas to Shark Tank right now as well. Praise God. She's also the host of the Kimberly Cloud Show, which is on the Santa Maria Community TV Network and the Santa Barbara TV Network. Praise God. Help me welcome to the program, Kimberly Cloud. Kimberly, it is a blessing to speak to you today.
Thank you for having me. What do you want to know? I'm excited and I'm ready.
Hey, man. Well, the first question I always start with is this. Other than that brief information I just shared, can you tell us in your own words, who is Kimberly Cloud?
Kimberly Cloud is a woman, a strong woman who is 39 years old and who's been through a lot of mental health issues. And but she is finally seeing what she needs to do to take care of those issues so she can become a better, productive citizen of America and get closer with Christ. That's all she wants. Amen. Is to help people and to get closer with Christ.
Amen. Amen. Now, I understand you were raised in North Carolina, but you ended up attending Baltimore City Community College, then graduating from Coppin University, also in Baltimore. Now you're pursuing your master's from the University of Phoenix. I know you faced issues along the way, like losing your mother from colon cancer. What battles did you face and overcome from that experience?
Well, let's start with going to being homeschooled. When I was homeschooled, my mother, she was cohesive with teaching me the fundamentals of basic math, English, and everything. And I was doing pretty good, but she got sick and passed. So I had to move back up north because I'm originally from Washington, D.C., but I live mostly in Charlotte, North Carolina. So when I moved back up there, I went to Oxon Hill High School where I faced, it was really bad mental health issues because of a dysfunctional family, shall I say. Mm-hmm. And so I went to the military. And when I got out with an honorable discharge. And I went through like different stages of my life where I suffered from mental health, like over and over again, it kept coming back and attacking me because the skeletons in my closet weren't officially closed because of the dysfunctionality that I endured. I didn't believe, you know, I didn't know that it was from my family. So fast forward, I said, let's do something positive. I went to BCCC and got my associates in human services and counseling. Amen. So I became a counselor.
Amen. Praise God.
And it became so overwhelming, 50 people a month that you have to counsel from a methadone clinic. I decided I was going to go back to school. And I went to Coppin State University. In a year, I got my degree in psychology. And I said, you know what? I got money. I got like $370,000 back from the Army. And I decided, I said, you know what? I want to start a business. So I put $10,000 down on, what was it? Jampro, to become a CEO of my own company, a franchise. And I was able to build my Blue Cloud cleaning company business. Now, the obstacles were that my husband, my ex-husband, he cheated on me with my employee. I had three employees. He cheated on me with my employee. I was grossing $100,000 a year. And he cheated on me and he got her pregnant. So we split up. And then I was homeless ever since. We had a nice house, 4-bedroom, 3-bath, garage connected. And I was neighbors with the guy that they made enemy of the state about named Marty Kaiser. The two people that played those two roles, that was actually about him. And he only made a dollar from the movie. So it was a beautiful neighborhood. You got to meet some rich cultures and nice people. And he actually made technology for the FBI and CIA. And it was amazing to meet him. It was an honor. And so to fast forward, I went to the University of Phoenix, but I couldn't finish right then and there. So now, I'm at the University of Phoenix and it does me well. I'm taking care of my mental health. I'm doing praise wonderful, God. 100% times infinity.
Amen.
And I'm at the University of Phoenix and I do my homework online because that's therapeutic for me. Anything I do online to show my people that I'm mature, I'm doing the right things, I do.
Amen.
And it's kind of weird, but I appreciate, you know, having them look at me do my work. I don't know. Yeah. It's different.
Yeah. Amen. And you share in your book that it's not about the money, but helping people to find their full potential. How are you accomplishing this right now in your life and in the community?
Well, I am affiliated with the West Seattle Chamber of Commerce. I was with Santa Maria Chamber of Commerce. I was with two other chambers, the Black Chamber of Commerce in California and another Chamber of Commerce an hour away from Santa Maria. I forgot what it's called, but I affiliate myself with Commerces so I can grow my business. And also, I am with Brains Magazine. Brains Magazine is a large magazine that details people's accomplishments. I'm an executive contributor. And also, I have magazines that come out monthly, and I'm an Eastern Star. I've won plenty of awards over years, and I just try to take it one step at a time. I have a lot of accomplishments. I can't even remember them all.
Yeah, amen. So, amen. I also read that when you work with young people and you're helping them to have a more successful life, you challenge them with real life stressful events so they can learn the basics of what it takes to be an entrepreneur. Can you share a little bit about how you do that?
I met this young lady at the mall and she sold cupcakes. And I was with the Santa Maria Chamber of Commerce. We took a picture together, but it was amazing. I want to start a business where I challenged them. It'd be like a teenage basic training, you know, just enough. It's not like a scare straight or nothing. It's a little downgrade from that, but it's more discipline in it where you teach them real life situations, not just sitting in front of a TV all day, but teach them how to balance a checkbook or, you know, engage in activities where it kind of is stressful, but then you walk them through. How do you feel now? What is the problem? Why are you feeling stressed out? Let me show you how you can unstress and decompress your feelings. So that's what I want to do, because I think teenagers, it's very important that parents know that teenagers when between 12 and 18, it's a serious contest, because if they don't get the proper, I didn't get the proper discipline, and I don't mean hitting, I mean the proper guidance and discipline that I should have gotten. And that caused me to drink at an early age and do things, you know, because my family wasn't really there for me. So I say that I want to help the child stay busy, show them how to work consistently, show them how to get over hurdles. And I want to open that up to all young adults, because if you don't, then they're going to go to Snapchat. They're going to go hang on the television, watching wrong shows, inappropriate. And we need to train them, you know, and that's what I want to do.
Amen. Amen. And I can tell that what you just talked about with helping them, that comes from your military training, the decision-making processes right there, you know, and it works. I mean, it really does. I've used it ever since I, you know, 1977 is when I went in the military, right? And I use stuff to this day, you know, I am so thankful. I did 12 years in the Army, and I'm so thankful that I have that background, because everything I do is centered around, okay, what's the end result and how do I get there from here? You know, and you start that back, what the military calls it, the backwards planning process, you know, and it works. It really does. Anyway, tell us about the Kimberly Cloud Show. What's the purpose of this show?
Thank you for your service too. Oh,
appreciate
Mr.
it.
Yeah, I just wanted to say the Kimberly Cloud Show entails talking about people past, present, and future. I with highlights. So what I do is I finally made it official. It's an LLC now.
Amen.
Thank you. But what I do is I'll interview them. And if they talk about, hey, look, I'm writing a book, you know, that leads me up to today. I'm writing a book. And it'll click in my mind. And sometimes it don't be scripted. If it's a prime time slot, like KCAA affiliates at NBC, I have them on Tuesday. And every other Wednesday, I have BBS. So if it's a prime time slot, I try to make it scripted and write down the questions. But everybody else, I'll think off top of my head, because I go with the flow of things. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but I'm getting better and better at it, my craft. And so basically, if they talk about their book, I'll say, well, tell me more about your book. What's in your book? What is chapter 3 about? Explain an excerpt from your book. You know, I want to enhance the podcast to make them look good. My goal is they're not another number. I try to make them look good. And the podcast is a caring, it's an innovative, because I'm exploring 3 more radio stations and trying to get sponsors to pay for it. And I just want to help people, you know, build their portfolio. I plan on getting young adults on there too. That's very hard to do, because I understand parents don't trust everybody. Mm-hmm. So in the future, I want to get young adults that want to be actors, you know, magicians, musicians. Amen. I want to interview them, and it would be so good for them to go to the talent show and they'd be like, here's my portfolio, you know, to show how mature they are, sitting still, not, you know, fidgety, you know, but understand the questions that I'm giving them.
Amen. How long have you been doing this?
On and off for like 4 years.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And I also understand that you're getting involved in politics a little bit, correct?
Yes. I you know, I want to be able to say Kimberly Cloud ran for U.S. Senate. I did. I almost ran for the United States of America, President of the United States of America. I knew I would lose, but I wanted to help out the Republican Party. But I then am running for city council. Yeah. Even if I lose, I want to make a change. I will always be an advocate for the Republican Party.
Amen. Amen. And if someone listening right now wanted to know what was the best thing about hosting your own television program and what was the worst, what would you say to them?
The best thing about hosting my program is getting to speak to people like you.
Amen.
And getting to speak to, you know, like I've interviewed over 400 people, getting to speak to individuals.
Praise
we have
God.
Laughed, we play. I done gotten to interview Will Roberts from Oppenheimer, you know, like a lot of good people. But the worst thing is that I can't, I'm not on a national, a big national TV network yet. I want to get on a national TV network, but I'm not ready. I know I'm not fully ready, but I'm about 70% there.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Because that's, yeah. And I was on a local television, this long time ago, this back in the 1980s. And no, I guess early 1990s. And it was in Temple, Texas. And, you know, yeah, it's nice to have that information, the technology that they had available to reach that local audience. But to grow the way you're talking about, you need that national exposure. You really do. Amen. Tell us about your book, Life on the Cloud. It's on Amazon. I know that. But what is the purpose of that book?
That book talks about the certain, I would be and wrote a novel if I had to write my whole life, but I wanted to write a short story to see where it goes. And it's like 170 some pages. And it talks about my past, present, and future, how I was molested, sexually assaulted at a young age. I was tortured and a lot of things. And it only talks about how, up to the point where I got my bachelor's, that because it's an older book, but you can read it for free on Amazon. I want you to read it for free. If you can get it free, get it. I plan on making and creating a new book. I don't know what I'm going to title it, but I want to create a new book because the way the book got created, it was kind of messed up, but I know it's on Amazon for free. So I encourage you to read my story and see how I came and triumphed through the past mental health and past events and got my bachelor's, associates, and working on my master's.
Yeah, amen. The theme is never give up. Thank never you. Give up. Amen. Praise God. And it's on Amazon, like you said. And you know, the idea of having to actually sit down and put your life story on paper, was that therapeutic for you as well?
Very. You know, I got help along the way from some people. And I just wanted to thank them. But other than that, you know, it was very therapeutic. It was hard at first to be able to put your intimate,
your soul,
you know,
yeah.
Yes, out there.
Yeah. And I've talked to a lot of people who excuse me, did something like that with that type of book. And they said just confronting your own demons as you're writing it and realize you've overcome them strengthens you even more to do even more. And when I read your book and then I see what you're doing now, that is exactly what I see with you. I mean, you've overcome all this to become who you are today. And now you're helping other people overcome their stuff. And that is totally 100% Lord's work right there, you know? And that is so awesome. And I congratulate you on that because a lot of people just give up, but you didn't do that. Amen. Praise God. Kimberly, this has been so interesting. If someone to get in touch with you to ask a question or maybe do an interview like this, how can they do that? How can someone get in touch with you?
Well, you can reach me at on Facebook at the Kimberly Cloud Show 39, Instagram at the Kimberly Cloud Show 39, Twitter at KCS Experience 84, LinkedIn at the Kimberly Cloud Show, Twitch at the Kimberly Cloud Show.
What an email address.
Platforms. And then the email is the Kimberly Cloud Show at yahoo.com. Amen. A phone number is 253.
I wouldn't give out the phone number. Yeah.
Never mind.
I wouldn't get, I'll interrupt you there because I learned the hard way. That's a bad situation. Amen. But I'll put links to some of this down in the show notes below. Folks, Kimberly didn't have the easy life, but she relied on her faith, her perseverance, her will to survive, to do just that and more. Praise God. Her story is one that will inspire others that may be facing hard times themselves. It may be you. If that's you, reach out to Kimberly. Ask her some questions. Get her book. Watch her show. Praise God. I mean, she's putting these resources out there for someone just like you to find these resources, to find the strength to carry on and carry through. Amen. Drop down the show notes. Click the links right there. Get in touch with Kimberly today. Kimberly, thank you for coming on the program today. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Kimberly Cloud, myself, Pastor Bob, reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.